Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for awful reverence this day, Father God, of your amazing love, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we have a new beginning here, having left the residence here in Kula that we rented, and we thank you now for a new season of walking with you in awful reverence, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 8, verse 3 and 4. But if anyone loves God with all full reverence, obedience, and gratitude, he is known by him as his very own and is greatly loved. In this matter, then, of eating food offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world. It has no real existence. And that there is no God but one.
Hallelujah. You know, when you put these two together, you see that when you are in awe of this mighty God, and it's so wonderful, I mean, there's no awe of this mighty God unless God is drawn close. I think of the scripture, this is not love that we love God, but that he loved us. So when he loves us, that's when he opens up himself, opens up the beauty of himself towards you. It's not just pie in the sky, it's steak on the plate. It's a joy that wells up, the joy of our salvation. Our God is our Father, and he loves us as much as he loves Jesus. That is beautiful. That's revelation that just gave me awe right from the very beginning. The words of Jesus to his disciples. That's also a key to be just this awe-filled children, but also disciples. And his word to disciples was, as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. Wow, that's beautiful. What does that say? That says, the works that I do, you shall also do. You. And how's that going to take place? And his words go on and says, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. So we've been called home to walk in tune with the Father's love. This is love, that God loved us and gave everything to us in Jesus. Hallelujah. And when we know this, we know the so-called gods and idols and things that people fear and worship is nothing, man. They spook awesome. It's just gone because you got your heart is in the right place. But then again, coming back to yesterday's message, this knowledge mustn't be abused. This knowledge must be used to still walk sensitively towards brothers and sisters out there so as to encourage them with this amazing love, this awe-filled love of God, and so as to draw them into this amazing love adventure that is available for the children of the living God. So be blessed to know that God loved you from the very beginning, and he's now busy drawing you to know him. And that word know is to be aware of. So you become aware of him. And then when you become aware of him, you take hold of what he's saying to you. You're meditating on it. You're thinking about these scriptures. And he speaks to us relevant to the scriptures. I remember at the very beginning, from when I surrendered, when God called me and I surrendered, I could hear his voice in my heart. And I didn't like the word. You know, I put the word aside because this is real. This is light shining out of darkness into my heart. And then a brother came to me and said, you know what I like about you, Trevor, is you love the word. And I thought to myself, yay, lich, because I did it. But I knew this was the Lord encouraging me in the right way. And then the Lord spoke into my heart and said, there is nothing that I'm going to tell you in the spirit, in your heart, that is not confirmed with the word. And when it's confirmed in your heart and in the word, you're going to experience it as life. Because, God speaks in the spirit and confirms with his word, or he speaks with his word and confirms it with the spirit. And either way, it's going to, he watches over his word. That's what's going to come to pass. So guys, be blessed to know we've got an awesome God. We've got an awesome big brother, savior and redeemer. And we've got an awesome Holy Spirit like a mother nourishing us with this heavenly love, with this heavenly pattern, path, purpose that was seen in Jesus is now being seen in you. As the Father has sent me, Jesus says, so I send you. So be blessed, arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.